Yes, it's the lifestyle section of the show. There's the lifestyle klaxon for you, ladies and gentlemen. And today we're talking the Good Food Survey has found that curry is what most divides us. Liver is our food hell and chicken our food heaven. To talk about this, the MasterChef presenter and judge is John Turow. Good morning, John.
G'day, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Oh, excellent. Yeah, yeah. Good looking man's always well.
I like a bit of confidence.
Got to blow your own trumpet, don't you?
What I love about this list, I was looking at this list this morning, and liver at number one on food hell. I'm sorry, but that's number one on my food heaven. That is gorgeous stuff.
Yes, but that's because you know how to cook it. And
exactly.
That's the point, isn't it? I think that a lot of people don't know how to cook it. And if you do know how to cook it and you do love it, then do it. I think it's a great thing. But
exactly.
I mean, number two's fish.
Yeah, I didn't get that. What? How come people don't like fish? I mean, fish and chips, what's not to like?
No, I think they do. I think people, though, are scared of cooking fish. And I think this is the point, is they've eaten or encountered so many badly cooked pieces of fish. And I think there was also a time, probably a couple of decades ago, where fish smelt a bit fishy. But good fresh fish doesn't smell fishy at all, you know what I mean?
Does it not?
No. No, fresh fish doesn't smell like fishy at all. No.
I'll tell you what it is if they've still got eyes. That puts people off. If there's still eyes on there, that will put people off.
I think that's the best way to eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you want that?
Because a whole piece of fish, like a whole bream or something like that, and all you've got to do with it then is just rub some oil on the outside of it and put it into an oven and cook it for 15 minutes, roast it at 200 degrees for 15 minutes, take it out, let it sit for about 5 minutes, and then all you do is peel the skin off it. And underneath is the most amazing, beautiful, tender flesh. A bit of butter on that and some vinegar, laughing.
Yeah, not with the eyes. Not with the eyes, John. Come on. For more information on the Good Food Survey, it's really interesting, actually, when you read through it to find out what people are liking and not liking. BBCgoodfood.com is the website address to go to for that. I would imagine a number of those recipes will be available in your new book, John.
Yes, I've got a new book out called My Kind of Food, and it's, yes, I don't know if the recipes won't be on the BBC Good Food website yet, but
not yet.
No, but it's the book's available all over the place, but it's the food that I cook at home for my kids and for my family. It's not fancy in any way at all. There's spaghetti carbonara, there's roast chicken, there's how to make, you know, pancakes. It's a proper book.
And just in time for Christmas.
Well, yes. I mean, let's be fair about it. Everybody would like a book of me with my photo on it for Christmas, wouldn't they? Do you know what I mean?
It's so handy that we're speaking to you this morning, John, because we've been, over the last few weeks, jumping on the Bake Off bandwagon, doing a different Bake Off every single week here. We started with Game
What's
of Scope.
What's wrong with MasterChef?
Well, it's not on at the moment.
Yeah, whatever.
But when MasterChef comes back on, I'm sure we'll do that as well. But
and then you get Paul Hollywood on to talk about the MasterChef, can you?
Well, yes, exactly.
That's
Why
right.
not?
There we go. Yeah, that's good.
Why not?
Okay,
exactly.
Good. Okay.
We started with Game of Scones.
Very good.
We moved on to Breaking Bread. Then we had Muffin Impossible, Cakewalk Empire, and Risky Biscuits. Now we're on to Live and Let Pie. So, John Turow, I'm going to introduce you to the two contestants of this week, which is the Drive Time host, John Isherwood.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And also our illustrious leader here, Sam Bridges.
I'm reigning champion.
G'day, Sam.
He is reigning champion. Now, Live and Let Pie, John.
Yes.
Both these chaps in front of me have got to, effectively make a pie by the end of this week, and it's got to be fantastic. What tips or hints would you be able to give these guys?
Are you making a sweet pie or a savoury pie?
Completely up to them, I think.
Mine's
really
going to have black pudding in it, John. Probably heavily black pudding influenced.
Okay, so it's going to be a savoury pie. And I think the thing is, what you've got to do, if you're going to make a pie, it's got to be what people want to eat. Don't try and make it too complicated. But the important thing is you'd have to have the right amount of sog as well as crisp. Now, a great pie, listen to me here, okay? There is a bit in the middle that needs to be lovely and soggy, but the whole thing's got to hold up. But there's got to be crispy edges. There's got to be where it's done just a little bit more than maybe you think it should be done around the edge. So it's got little sort of dark little clicky bits, you know, like the crispy bits you get at the bottom of a fishy fryer.
Mm.
I think that if you're going to do a sweet pie, it's got to have that crispy bit of sugar across the top of it, so it is really crispy when it comes out and it's done. I think it's got to be steaming hot in the middle, and I think it's got to have good sauce served with it. Whether it be a savoury pie or a sweet pie, it's got to have good sauce. A sweet pie, obviously great custard, absolutely. And if it's a savoury pie, good gravy or tomato sauce.
Now, John, where do you stand on the topping of the pie? Is it, you know, a proper top, or are you a lattice kind of guy?
No, I would never lattice a pie. I think that's a tart.
Yeah, don't talk rubbish, John.
That's
come
a,
on.
That's a tart.
We all
know that, you know, some of us are like a tart, but I prefer a pie.
Oh, my reputation precedes me.
There you go. And the fact is, I'll tell you what I do also do is I now make a cottage pie, and what I do is I boil up whole potatoes, take the skin off and just crush them a little bit, like just break them up a little bit, mix them with a little tiny bit of olive oil, and then put them on top of the pie, and I bake that in the oven, and what happens is the potatoes go all crispy like chips on top. And then underneath you've got the gravy. So what you've got is almost you've got chips and gravy, but with meat and vegetables inside it.
Wow. Oof.
So yeah. Topping's up to you, but whatever you do, don't lattice. It's got to be a full top.
Is that actually a pie, though, with mash on the top? Is it? I'm thinking pie has to be pastry top, pastry bottom.
Fish pie, cottage pie.
Banoffee
pie.
No, banoffee pie.
You've asked about this. Banoffee is not a pie.
Well, no, it's just called a pie. Key lime pie, it's not really a pie either.
There you go.
No,
there you go.
But I mean, I think you're right. I think, you know, a pie should have a pastry top. It doesn't necessarily have to have a pastry bottom. However, if you're going to serve, you're going to serve an individual pie, it's definitely got to have a pastry bottom. But and you've got to make sure there's the right proportion of filling to pastry. Nothing worse than filling or finishing off all your filling and there's pastry just left over. And nothing worse than having some of the filling left and pastry left over. Or no pastry left over. It's got to come, you know what I mean? It's like bolognese on toast. It's got to have the right amount of bolognese, the right amount of toast.
Feeling the pressure now.
You are,
aren't
you?
It's quite easy. It's going to cook up a pie.
Your idea. Tell John what your idea is, what you want to do.
Well, originally I just wanted to go for a straight black pudding, but I may be letting a little secret out because I haven't decided fully on my final recipe. But it's, you mentioned they're having the topping, and when I was doing my research for my black pudding pie, I found a full English pie, which had a fried egg on top.
Right.
Which kind of thought, it's breakfast, the breakfast show, should I be doing that?
Yeah, see, I don't know. I feel with about a fried egg on top of my pie. Mm. I'd like, if I'm going to have an egg, I'd like the egg inside the pie. And I think you've got something going on here with the whole black pudding thing. I mean, I think you've got to be really careful it's not too Scotch egg-like. But I would think that actually almost like a Scotch egg inside a pie might be a nice little thing to find. So when you cut the pie in the middle into quarters, there sits this Scotch egg royally sitting inside.
My God, that sounds good.
So he's saying, John, that there's a potential for extra points in a way if there's a surprise inside the centre of the pie.
I think so, yeah. I think it's a surprise. But, you know, I mean, you want to make it a nice surprise. You don't want it to be, you know, anchovies in with your cherries.
Oh, my God, no.
And not like a Kinder egg and having a little toy inside.
No, I think that's a bit dangerous. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, maybe, I don't know, what happens? You know, maybe there's a sound card in the bottom of the pie that when you cut it open, it goes, that's... smells delicious, you know, something like that.
I think that would work quite well.
Can I tell you my favorite pie in the whole world?
Go on,
it's the poshest pie in the whole world, but it's my favorite pie.
What is it?
Beef Wellington.
Oh yeah,
because it's
that
a pie
is good.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's got a top, it's encased in pastry. A bottom, it's encased in pastry, it's got pate, it's got bacon, it's got beef, and it's a pie. It's a posh pie. Beef Wellington,
it's a meat Arctic roll. I always thought
it's
basically what it is.
That's brilliant.
BBCGoodFood.com is the website to go to for finding out about this survey on good food. And, of course, Friday morning, it's the final of Live and Let Pie. Before, of course, we enter the final ever Bake Off one next week, Empire Strikes Bake.
And don't forget, John Turow's My Kind of Food.
And the book, of course.
Available just in time for Christmas.
And it's got great pie recipes.
There you go. Quick, get it out. John Turow, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Take care. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the pies.
That was perfect, John. Thanks very much.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you. Brilliant. Thanks so much and have a good